The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
We're joined by Catherine Chipushu. She's the Senior Manager for Marketing, Branding and Communications at the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for having me.
What is the objective behind the She Export Accelerator Program?
Thanks for that question, Angie. So let me start by just a brief overview about NIPDB. So we are an investment promotion agency, and our mandate includes promoting and facilitating investment into the country by foreign or international investors. On the other hand, we also have a mandate of developing MSMEs, right? So that as the investments are grounding and actualizing in the country, that we make sure that our small businesses can also be plugged into those opportunities. And in that way, we stimulate further economic activity. And then we also create much needed jobs. Now, the She Exports Program, which is a collaboration with AIPDB and there's Coca-Cola Beverages Africa, is one of the initiatives that we are running through our MSME Development Department. And this one specifically aims to equip female-owned and youth-owned MSME with essential skills and knowledge to be able to participate in a global economy. Now, of course, as a country, we need to improve our export basket, and we need to also make sure that thing with other countries. And to be able for us to do that successfully and effectively as a country, we need to make sure that they have the knowledge to be able to participate in an economy outside of our own country.
Why did the NIPDB and CCBA undertake this initiative?
Well, Andy, our country is faced with a number of challenges, one of them being, of course, unemployment and poverty. And so one of the ways of dealing or addressing this challenge is to make sure that we are creating more entrepreneurs who are going to create more jobs, you know, for other Namibians. And that way we also meet the government halfway in solving the unemployment issue. And we wanted to make sure that, yes, we are creating, you know, businesses, but also that these businesses are equipped with the correct skills to run their businesses successfully locally in Namibia, to be able to scale from being a small to a medium enterprise and then grow in an entity that can actually export their products outside of the country. Then we increase trade with other countries and also leverage opportunities that such as those that are created by the African Continental Free Trade Agreement that have now opened the borders for trade between different countries on the continent.
Catherine, how will the program be rolled out?
So we are currently busy with what we call an onboarding exercise, where we've put out a call for women and the youth to actually register their interest in being part of this program. And then once that is done and the selection have been made, then we're going to be looking at a few interventions that's now part of this initiative. Some of those interventions include export-ready strategy workshops, which is really where we are going to equip these business owners, like I said before, with the knowledge and the skills to enter and to successfully compete in international markets. Then we're also going to have the second phase, which is setting up B2B meetings, matchmaking opportunities, connecting the entrepreneurs with potential business partners and stakeholders in international markets. And then, of course, an exciting one is the certifications and testing fund that is going to be created, which is really going to assist these MSMEs in obtaining certification. So, for example, if you are in the cosmetics industry and you want to export to country A or B, there are certain standards and certain certifications that you are required to abide by, right? And through this fund, we are going to enable all these business owners to then make sure that their products are certified and that they can then export to markets where they want to export.
Who qualifies to participate in this program?
The name says it already, She Exports. So primarily this program is targeted to female business owners. But also within that community, you still need to meet certain criteria. Number one, of course, you must have a registered business with BIPA. You have to be operational as a business for at least 6 months. You must be majority Namibian and youth-owned. Of course, you must have a business that is model and viable, that can scale. And where possible, you must have a prototype or at least a scalable service offering. And then your business must obviously be able to create other employment opportunities. At the end of the day, the final, the primary objective of this initiative, yes, is to help develop more entrepreneurs in the country, but really for them to be able to not only stimulate economic activities in their regions, but also create much needed jobs, and in that way meet the government halfway in alleviating the unemployment challenge.
What are the expected outcomes for this program?
Well, number one, of course, we hope that we're going to develop or to mold entrepreneurs that are going to take Namibian products and services globally. That's ideal, and that are going to create employment for our people. But of course, we want to see more participation of female businesses in the export market. That's number one. We also want, really through this process, to create more awareness about the Africa Continental Trade Agreement area within our business communities, because it comes with a lot of opportunities for growth, for scaling, for collaboration beyond the Namibian borders. And then, of course, like I said, I think at the end of the day, we must be able to see that there's an increase in economic activity in the different regions in which the businesses are being operated.
How can interested participants sign up for the program?
So, I would encourage anybody who's interested in really taking up this, I would say, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, hop onto our social media. And we are across LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have placed information on our social media with all the criteria and how you can enter. So if you can visit our social media pages, all the information is there. Also, you're more than welcome to call our office or to get in touch with us via email. If that's easy, simply email us at info@nipdb.com, and then we'll address or answer any questions that you may have about the She Export program.
Before we run out of time, Catherine, just a last question. Are there any plans to involve the Namibian male into this program?
That's an interesting question. Certainly, of course, we want to create opportunities that benefit both male and female entrepreneurs. And generally, most of our, if not all our programs are open to both male and females. But this time around, specifically, this one is really targeted at ladies, at females. And it's really just, we also want to close, you know, the gender gap. I think we all know that it exists. We can't ignore it. And so these are some of the initiatives that we're taking to make sure that we are bringing more women also in the business space, and especially in the export market. And so, unfortunately, to all the gents that are listening, this one may not be for you this time, but there are other initiatives that we are carrying out as the NIPDB. Our high potential pool, for example, which prepares businesses for export as well, that one is open to both males and females. So while you cannot take part in the She Exports one, definitely sign up for our high potential pool, because then you can also get the skills and the knowledge and the experience that you need to run your business effectively and then ultimately scale it to a global brand in the future.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.